clearly the ordinance needs modification, because either we're going to have to start enforcing something that, that was not bright-line enforced for long enough that now there are non-conforming structures. The city's going to have to consider going back and litigating an array of non-conforming structures. I don't think anybody wants that. Drawing that line in the sand going forward. I think the most complicated question is whether or not the city's going to essentially tax those buildings for an increased cost every year at application time, try to encourage teardown of those. I didn't hear a lot of support for the teardown option, but I also didn't hear a lot of support for the increased long-term cost option. Essentially, if you can afford it, you can build it, because I think the committee's concern with that was, well, then we're just going to have this ongoing conglomeration of oddly constructed structures. Either way, the committee does want to control it. I know that.